welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the fourth week of Ordinary Time, and from California, we hear from Sister Angela Tanjan, a novice with the Dominican Sisters of Mission San Jose, California. The title of Sister Angela's preaching today is Collaboration in Faith.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him. And a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, for she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately, her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately, aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in there where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this, they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat. There is so much at stake in today's gospel passage. A synagogue leader, one who upholds the law and oversees community worship, steps forward, risking his reputation and standing to publicly seek help from Jesus, who's often at odds with the religious authorities. Beyond Jairus' role as a leader, we see a father desperate to save his 12-year-old daughter, who is at the point of death. The urgency is undeniable. And yet, in a classic Markan sandwich where the author weaves one story into the middle of another, we see, just as Jesus sets out for Jairus' house, an unexpected interruption occurs. A woman, suffering from hemorrhage for 12 years, enters the story. From what we know in the book of Leviticus, chapter 15, verses 25 to 30, the woman's condition makes her ritually unclean. She's been cut off, kept from worship, pushed out of the community, and stripped of her dignity. Her decision to push through the crowd and reach for Jesus' cloak is incredibly bold. She challenges purity laws, defies gender norms, and risks further exclusion, all for the chance to be healed. Two desperate individuals, two different situations, both carry tremendous faith. The faith that admits, I am human. I have struggles I cannot overcome alone. I need help. Jesus responds to their faith, showing us that asking for help doesn't mean handing everything over and checking out. Quite the opposite. The faith we witness is a faith that calls for collaboration with God. Jesus is ready to help. We do the reaching out. Jesus heals. We do the inner work. Collaboration happens when the woman faces her fear, tells the whole truth, and by publicly acknowledging her, Jesus restores her dignity. Collaboration happens when Jairus chooses to keep walking with Jesus, even after hearing that his daughter is dead, and later witnesses her come back to life. Their stories reveal a humbling truth. Our willingness to engage, step up, and walk with Jesus, even in uncertainty, allows us to touch God's mercy and healing grace. The very moment we choose to act because we have faith, there is hope. We're navigating a time in history that desperately needs healing. Healing from the sickness of political power that instills fear in immigrants. Healing from the given policies that revoke protection for LGBTQ+ individuals. Healing from division that divides our church, parishes, and families. And healing from the deep wounds within our souls. Today's gospel brings us hope. Hope because it is the power of God that strengthens our faith to reach for Jesus. And it is our need for healing that moves Jesus to act. The faith required of us is the faith to face our fears, speak our truth, and keep walking with God. This is the faith that leads us to God's love and mercy. And this is the faith that sustains us, so that even when we fall to our knees, we are never alone in standing back up.